Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be discussing the Proteus gem. So essentially, it's a gem that sits on top of multiple prototyping or building tools, mainly for static websites. As they say on the site, static site starter kits from your friends at Thoughtbot. So Thoughtbot's an agency that builds out mainly Ruby applications, but they do a ton of other stuff now as well. At least that's where they started, was in Ruby. And they have tons and tons of open source projects available. If you go check out their account on GitHub, you'll find that they have an absolute ton of things that you can use, not only in Ruby projects, but other projects as well. I did mention in the previous episode about their playbook, so they also authored that one as well. So you can check out Proteus at thoughtbot.github.io/Proteus, and that's P-R-O-T-E-U-S. Now, I quite like this. I've been playing around with it, and I'm actually moving my my blog to use, I think I'm going to be doing it in Jekyll. I'm just playing around, but using Proteus to kind of get that started. So basically what it is it's a gem. So you gem install Proteus kits. So it's Proteus-kits, and that allows you to set up a new project using Middleman, which is a Ruby static site generator. And then there's Jekyll, which is a Ruby static site generator as well. And it also creates a gulp file if you want. So you can essentially, you've got two options at the moment to build a static site, which can be deployed to GitHub pages, so you can host your site for free. Or you can just create a gulp file with everything set up and ready to go. So you could put that into any project. So say you're creating a Drupal site or a WordPress site and you want to use this system to do it, you can. Now, the main benefits that come from this, besides providing an easy kind of DSL over the top of these projects, is it includes or bundles up a bunch of third-party extensions. So we've got Haml, which is basically like a preprocessor for HTML. So you write very shorthand HTML, and it will compile it into full HTML for you. There is CoffeeScript, which I'm finding less of a need now. Now, these are all optional. You can just take them out of the project. Because we've got ES6 coming in with JavaScript, and it basically does a lot of stuff what CoffeeScript does, but it has that. Then there's SAS, because everyone loves SAS for your CSS preprocessor. Then we have Bourbon, Neat, and Bitters, which is also by Thoughtbot. So Bourbon essentially is like their little mix-in library for SAS, so they've got a ton of mix-ins there for you. It's very lightweight. And then they've got Neat, which is their semantic grid framework, which all this uses SAS as well, so you do need the SAS component. So it has nice grids and things you need there. And then there's Bitters, which is all the kind of generic styles just to get things looking nice out of the box. So that's all there for you. You could then also bundle in their refills, which is not included with Proteus, but you can put that in. It's basically a copy-paste job from the refill website. So that's essentially what that does, and it's quite handy. Like, once you try this out, you'll actually find how useful it is. So say if you want to start a new project, you just go Proteus New, and then you name your kit. So whether it be Middleman or Jekyll, let's say we're doing Middleman. So we go Proteus New Middleman, and then our project name. And that will set up a folder for us and pull down anything it needs to. And then if you cd into that directory, you do Proteus Setup, and it will install all your dependencies, etc. Then they have Proteus Server, which runs a local web server. So you run that, and it gives you a URL. You put that URL in your browser, and you can use your project there. And then they also have a really handy command, Proteus Deploy, which basically this deploys to GitHub pages for you. So you don't have to worry about creating the GitHub branch, etc., etc. And basically that goes up, and you're good to go as long as you point your DNS correctly and you include the CNAME file. So that's essentially it. It's a pretty awesome little gem for getting things up and running, at least for prototyping. So I don't know about you, but with some projects outside of Rails, I generally build the project first outside of any CMS or anything like that. So I'm not kind of constraining myself to that CMS. And I can use this to build out, say, a gulp version. So we go Proteus new gulp and our project name. I can build out a static HTML site with that. And then once that's all good, transfer it into a Drupal theme or a WordPress theme or some kind of CMS theme and replace the parts with dynamic elements. And that works really, really well. I mean, it makes your template reusable. Say you might reuse parts in another project, as well as just getting things up and running. I'm not too sure how everyone goes with setting up Gulp or Grunt, or if you even are, but I prefer to have these kind of command line tools to run tasks and stuff like that, instead of relying on some kind of app that might go away or might not support your version of SAS or whatever. So using something like Proteus to basically bootstrap my Gulp file is massive. It makes a huge, huge difference. It saves a lot of time, and it gets everything set up ready to go. So definitely check it out. I've used it a couple times, not in production yet, but just playing around, and I'm absolutely loving it at this point. So if you're looking for something to build out a static site or bootstrap your Gulp file, check out the Proteus gem. So that's a simple gem install, proteus-kits, or check it out, thoughtbot.github.io/proteus. Anyway, let me know your thoughts if you've used it, if you haven't, if you know of anything similar. Please let me know. Leave a comment on codacatchup.com or send a tweet through to @codacatchup. Anyway, that's it. I'll catch you in the next episode.